Hello.
Good morning. Am I speaking with Donnie?
You are.
Good morning, Donnie. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This morning, ma'am, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not selling anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Florida, ma'am?
You're in Florida.
Florida? Yes, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, ma'am. We're calling you from Opinion Research.
It's afternoon.
Okay. Do you have a few spare minutes, ma'am, for a survey?
What?
Do you have a few spare minutes for a survey regarding the coming up elections?
Oh, go for it.
Okay. Do you or does any member of your household, ma'am, work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency? No. And as you may know, ma'am, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th. Will you definitely go to vote? Are you very likely to go vote? Are you somewhat likely to vote? Are you very likely to not vote? Are you not at all likely to vote? Or are you not registered to vote?
Very likely.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat? Are you unaffiliated, independent, Republican?
Yes, Republican.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? Are you African American, Black, Asian American, White, Caucasian? Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your age? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
66 to 75.
Okay. And ma'am, generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Off on the wrong track.
Okay, and from the following list, which should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? Taxes and county government spending, crime and public safety, overdevelopment, affordable housing, hurricane and flooding preparation, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, illegal immigration, traffic and congestion, protecting the environment, protecting insurance costs. From the list that I have just read to you, on which one should the Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family?
I only get to choose one?
Just one in this case, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Because I could think of several things that need correcting. What was the first one?
Okay. The first one, ma'am, is taxes and county government spending. Second one is crime and public safety.
Yeah, if
that
you
one.
Take care of the taxes and the government spending, maybe some of the other stuff is good.
Okay. Ma'am, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that may be familiar, that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you... Ma'am? No, ma'am. I was mentioning to you a list of that I will be giving you a list of public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you may indicate that as well. I'm going to start with Rick Ramsey. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Excuse me. What was the name again?
break the pipe.
I'm sorry, you broke up.
Rick Ramsey, or you have never heard of Rick Ramsey?
Rick Ramsey, is he the sheriff? I'm not sure. I don't know.
Not sure. Okay. What about Donald Trump? Are you very favorable?
Oh,
somewhat favorable?
Oh, yes. Very favorable.
What about Joe Biden? Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. What about Melissa Potomac? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
What about Holly Merrill Rothstein? Would you be very favorable, some very unfavorable? And what about Ron DeSantis?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Paul Wunderlich? Would you be very favorable, somewhat favorable?
I'm not familiar with the name.
Unfamiliar with the name? Okay. So you never heard of that person, correct? And thinking ahead, ma'am, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? A Republican candidate, for Melissa Potomac, a Republican candidate, or for Holly Merrill Rothstein, a Republican candidate?
Potomac.
Okay, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Melissa Potomac, a Republican candidate?
Definitely will.
Okay. And do you approve, ma'am, or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rothstein is doing as your county commissioner? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove? Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. All of the things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? I'm going to read you two choices, a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for the community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh person to reform county governments.
Yeah,
which of those?
Fresh
the
blood.
Second one? The first one? And do you think Monroe County is...
Fresh. Someone who's not held a position. Someone who's fresh. And not somebody who's
someone
been
who's
there
fresh.
And not done the job.
Okay. And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast or too slowly or about right?
Growing too fast or too slow? Is that what you said?
Yes. Do you think Monroe
fast.
County is growing and too fast? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And ma'am, which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? I'm going to read you two options, a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County, or a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable and lowering taxes and fighting crime.
Making Monroe County more affordable. Lowering taxes.
Okay. Okay. And do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing? Do you are strongly in favor of it, somewhat in favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed on a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units?
I'm strongly opposed to it. That's just ridiculous. It's not needed.
And as you may know, ma'am, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging FAR helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised about $11 per month for a homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? I'm going to read you two statements. With the rapid growth occurring in on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida. Or the second statement, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for the infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better. Which of those two statements comes closer to you?
Okay, you kind of broke up some, so I didn't quite get what you were saying.
I'm going to go ahead and I'll repeat them to you. The first statement reads, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida. The second statement reads, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending.
Yeah, right there.
The second one? Okay.
It should be cutting taxes.
Okay.
Cutting spending.
Okay. I have noted it down. Now, if you knew the following statements about Holly Merrill Rothschild were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to for you to vote for Holly Merrill Rothschild in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to read the first statement. It reads, Holly Merrill Rothschild is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rothschild has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your communities safe. If it were to be true what I just read to you, ma'am, would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or would it make no difference for you to vote for Holly Merrill Rothschild?
No, won't make a difference. I won't vote for her.
No difference? Okay.
No difference.
And what about with the following statements? Holly Rothschild understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rothschild has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat?
No.
No difference?
No difference.
No difference. What about the following statement? Ma'am?
No, I still won't. No difference. I won't vote for her.
No difference?
No difference.
Okay. Okay, I do have a few statements about Holly Merrill Rothschild. It's stated that she's a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or would it make no difference for you to vote for Holly Merrill Rothschild?
Okay, repeat that again. Didn't quite understand it.
Halimer Rajshan is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Would that statement, if it were to be true, would it make you much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely to vote for her? Would it be, would it make you much less likely to vote for her, or would it make no difference?
No difference.
Okay. The following statement reads, with high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Hali Mero Rajshan supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. With that statement, if it were to be true, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or would it make you much more, much less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
No difference. Still won't vote for her.
Still won't vote for her. What about with the following statement, if it were to be true? During these tough times, Holly Merrill Rajshan voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. If it were to be true, would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her? Would it make no difference?
No difference.
Okay. What about with the following statement? Okay. And what about them? This is a statement about Holly Merrill Rajshan has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and long-time residents. Rajshan has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. If it were to be true what I just read to you, would that make you much more likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, or would it be much less likely to, for you to vote for her, or would it make no difference?
No difference.
Okay, the last statement about Holly Merrill Rajshan reads, Holly Merrill Rajshan believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. If it were to be true, would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or would it be much less likely for you or her, or would it make no difference?
No difference.
No difference, correct?
Correct.
And with everything that you just heard, taking it into account, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Taking into account everything you just heard, would you vote for Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, for Melissa Batomi, a Republican candidate, or for Holly Merrill Rajshan, a Republican candidate?
Batomi.
Batomi, okay.
Yes.
And would you say you are definitely voting for, or probably voting for Melissa Batomi, a Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Definitely?
Definitely.
Yep. Okay. You will not be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you been in Monroe County? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, 20 years, more than 20 years, or all of and all of your life?
More than 20.
Okay. More than 20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and note that down. And if you were to label yourself, ma'am, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? Would you say you are very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college... high school diploma?
High school, yes.
Okay. Okay. This concludes our survey, ma'am. I want to thank you so much for your participation, and do note down that your opinions are very important. Okay, ma'am? You have yourself a great rest of the day and a good weekend, okay?
You too. All right.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.